A clip of Bretman Rock's podcast came across my For You page. It's him and his sister talking about Dr. Groot's shampoo, and it had over 10 million views. And because the advertisement had over 10 million views, I'm like, oh my gosh, like what's the payout on it? So I click on it and it's about $23.50 per sale. Because low end, you're looking at like $23,000, but you know, it could go upwards of over $100,000. And I'm like, hell yeah, good for the both of them. So then I click on the profile because I thought it was his sister, and I'm like, oh, let me check out some videos. And it's a TikTok shop affiliate illegally running an ad and profiting off of their like. So I comment on the video and I tag the profile and I'm like, you need to take all these down before you get sued or at a minimum lose your ability to monetize on this platform. And then after like a minute, comment gone. Now it could be comment filters, but this is why I say just because you qualify for one of the abilities to monetize on this platform, it does not mean that you should, especially if you don't know what you're doing. It reminds me in retail where like somebody's coming in to steal and they think that they're a genius. They're like, oh my God, I've cracked the code. I found a new way to do this. Everybody else is stupid. And you're like, no, you're gonna get felony shoplifting charges. But with TikTok Shop, people get accepted into the program and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm a genius. I'm just gonna take popular creators. I'm gonna run their clip and I'll just link the product and I'll make this money. Or I'm gonna do like a portion of a clip and then cut to the product or just show their face and I'll make all this money. I'm so smart. But that's illegal because if it wasn't, brands would never pay content creators. They would never pay content creators. They would literally just take clips of them and run their advertisements off of them. But you can't. You cannot profit off of someone else's likeness. And again, that's copyright infringement too. When you're taking their clips and you're running it as an ad, you need to be paying them. Whatever their fee is, you owe that to them. And it doesn't matter if they support that product separately, it does not give you permission to run it as an ad because there should be a contract in place where you are compensating them. They should be receiving a portion of what you're making off of their likeness. And I don't want to hear anybody say like, it's not that big of a deal. It is. We're not talking about small amounts of money. All of the money that that TikTok shop affiliate made from those sales, that is the siblings. And they could come after her for each one of their advertisement fee. Like, what do they charge per ad? Is it $10,000? Is it $100,000? They can just send her an invoice. She has multiple ads because that shampoo company, they have over 13 million views for their product, endorsing their product, and they didn't have to pay anyone anything. It was just free advertising. So if you are a TikTok shop affiliate, don't do this. Like, you are opening up. I would stay away from it because again, like they have entire teams for it. You're opening yourself up to get sued or at a minimum lose your ability to monetize on this platform forever. It's just not worth it.